This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
106.5 The Wolf, Kansas City's best country. Good morning. It's Cody and Zeke with the 7 o'clock sound off. This is kind of a... This is kind of a deal that we don't think about too often, but I'm sure several of you have been in this situation, just like our friend who sent us a message on Instagram. And you can do that, by the way. You can direct message us on Facebook or Instagram. Kramer gets those, yep. And we'll share your story. So... our friend, his name is Kai, and Hi. After years of hard work and financial struggles, he said, my business finally took off this last year. I'm making more money than I ever have, but the success has created some weird tension with some of my oldest friends. Yep, he says, I'm still the same person, just with a little more money in my pocket. How do I keep these longtime friends when it feels like my recent successes are driving us apart?
Is it more than one friend, or are they a group of friends? Or
I would say more than one, because it sounds like he said tension with some of my oldest friends.
Well, I think maybe if there's more than one of these happening, maybe it's you, Kai. Maybe something's going on with you.
I'm going to disagree with that. I have to disagree with that, because...
Ooh, fair or foul.
Well, that's foul. I'm going to tell you. Because here's the thing. Mm-hmm. There has been times when I have had a group of friends that I, you know, if, as long as you're a wallflower, you're following them, you're a minion for them, they think they can fix you up, they're great. But mm-hmm. the minute you get married, you find, you know, you just don't have the same, you don't have the same, I don't know, life goals as them anymore, it seems like. They're not, some of your friends are not as happy. Others are happy as can be. Mm-hmm. Other people, not so happy. Maybe and they start treating you very poorly.
Maybe because you're spending more time with your fiance or your husband.
When that gets situated, it's like, okay, now you see Tyler has a business at this point, the Power Tech Electrical stuff, and it's doing very well. We're starting, you know, to have a little success with that. And again, you have those friends who are happy for you and they love to do stuff with you, and you have friends that don't really talk to you. Mm-hmm. And I think that just stems from a little bit of jealousy in there.
Maybe.
Probably. Because I don't feel like I've changed any. Not at all. I mean, my lifestyle's still the same. Still get up, go to work, get insulted by my kids every day.
See, but you have changed. you have changed.
You know, they still tell me I'm dumb, all the things. I really changed?
No. I don't mean like, I don't know that your personality's changed, but the amount of time you spend with other people has changed. It has to. I mean, your situation has to change when something like a husband is involved.
Or a new business husband, that you have business. To right. put your you, attention to.
You have to change. That's why I'm saying maybe, yeah. Kai, it's you. Maybe it is you. Maybe you've changed a bit.
So a lot of people maybe have also done this. So what do you do? He says, how do I keep these longtime friends when it feels like my recent successes are driving us apart? Am I outgrowing my friends? And I think what Zeke is trying to say, Kai, is yes, you're outgrowing your friends. You're going to have to find a different group of people that lifts you up. I always say hang out with people in your likeness. You know, if they're successful business owners, hang out with them, because, you know, that breeds success. You don't need people who are pulling you back down, right?
Well, and on the text line, 913-933-1065, somebody said, keep climbing. It's lonely at the top.
Yeah.
You know, keep climbing.
Another person says, oh, Cody, you're just so bougie now. Now, hell, I've always been bougie and a little bit trashy. It's okay. It's a little, you know, it's called balance.
Somebody said, screw them. Keep making the money. Keep making the greatest decision I ever made was letting go of people that weren't happy for me when I became successful.
You know what? Yes, I love that. You let go of the people who cannot be happy for you, because that's gonna take all the stresses out of your life that's not necessary, because they will pull you down. They're gonna make you feel bad. We've had that, Zeke and Kramer. You've seen that in my own life, unfortunately. People who have made me feel bad, and it sucks.
And it does suck.
You're bursting my bubble, and I don't think that's fair.
It's not cool.
And to want to make someone else feel bad is a bad thing. You shouldn't want to make somebody feel bad about anything.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you know, life is way short.
So what advice do you all have for Kai? I like this. If your friends aren't celebrating your highs with you, they're not real friends. And even if it's you and you've changed, that's okay. Growth is part of life. Some friends stay and some friends go. I agree with that. And you know how I love Madea, right? And Kramer loves Madea. Well, there's this monologue about how people are like trees. And I think somewhere in that monologue also is how she talks about some people are just there for a season and it's okay. You know, some mm-hmm. people are there for life. Some people are just there to teach you a lesson. Some are there for seasons. So mm-hmm. I don't think you should ever dumb yourself down or dim your light for anybody.
Well, and I mean, I've had friends that I went to grade school with, friends that I went to high school with and college with. Some I still keep in contact with. Mm-hmm. They've been there for my highs and lows. I've been there for their highs and lows. And there's people that I'll hopefully always be in touch with, you know?
Same, but those aren't the people that are, you know, from high school that are still kind of hanging out with you. They're celebrating your success a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, most of these people are much more successful than I am, believe me. I'm a radio guy.
I've noticed myself, like, my friend group has gotten, I wouldn't say it was big coming out of like high school and then went smaller, came back again. I can see it dwindling down now once again.
Right?
Yeah.
So Kramer, you played baseball in college.
Yeah.
Did you ever have friends who were a little jealous of that, maybe wanted to play and didn't make a team or didn't go to college for it and then just kind of ignored you, or you grew apart?
I mean, we just grew apart. Everybody in my baseball group was always happy about whatever we did because we all wanted to still play baseball. So, I mean, everybody is supportive that way. Other really didn't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to continue this conversation. There's so many thoughts about this, and I love that we can encourage our friend here because I really think what's happening is you're outgrowing your friends, Kai. But we'll tell you.
But that's still kind of harmful. I mean, it makes you feel bad.
It hurts.
It does, because these are your friends, right?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. All right, coming right back, we'll join this conversation after Darius Rucker here on The Wolf.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The Wolf, Kansas City's best country. It's Cody and Zeke, and yes, his real name is Kramer.
Oh, yeah.
It's his first name, not his last. It's not like Cosmo Kramer.
No, Kramer. That's funny. My six-year-old Mason from Gardner would like to
know. Mason.
That,
so.
Good morning, Mason.
Thank you for listening, Mason.
Absolutely. All right, so we're talking about our friend Kai. He has had some recent success with his business. You know, he's been working on this business for a few years, and just over the last year, it really started blooming. And now he's lost some of his closest friends, and he's like, you know, should I try to hang on to my friends? I feel like, you know, my success is driving us apart, or am I just outgrowing my friends? And as I said, it's been like that. I don't know if it was my success or what. Or maybe for me, it was just getting into a relationship and not being in that same crowd of single ladies, so they didn't like me anymore.
See, all the single ladies.
I don't know.
All the single ladies.
You know, but whatever happened, I think it's okay. Sometimes you just outgrow people. What do you all think?
On the text line, 913-933-1065 said, I had the same thing happen to me when I became a Christian. I'm still the same guy, but my friends don't treat me that way. How about that?
Another person said, I run a pretty successful remodeling company, and I don't have many friends. Not true friends. And it's okay. I have my business, and I have my family. I'm good with it. Mm-hmm. I don't like people anyway.
That's fine.
Well, okay, there's that. There's that.
Somebody else said friends come and go in your life for certain seasons. Some come and go. Some stay. You know when the good ones are in it for you. They support you through all the time, good times and bad times.
Time for some new friends.
Time for some new friends, mm-hmm. Kai.
You almost had that.
I almost had it.
Very, very good.
Thank you.
Good paraphrasing.
Okay. I got an idea. Friend, don't you shut that mouth of yours and move on.
You should see us trying to read these, especially when the other one knows what it says.
And I'm having trouble today anyway. I'm leaving the letter N out. I'm flipping fry to
instead of fire.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You're very off today, but it's okay. I'm going to make fun of it.
All right. You do that.
I like it. As I have gotten older, my friend group is maybe like four people. We are honest bunch and no shame. Don't talk or text every day, but pick up the phone when needed, and that's all right. Outgrowing people is a part of life.
Okay. Very good. Another good paraphrasing.
No, that was really close, actually.
That's very close.
I actually made them sound better on the text.
Yeah, you moved some words around, which is wild. Friends are overrated. Boy, don't I know that. No, I'm kidding. The less you have, the less you have to worry about. Oh, it's that list. See, how do you know that?
Because I just read ahead. Sometimes
why would
you have
I do that? Why would I go ahead and do that? I'm a professional, for God's sake.
Sometimes you just have to go ahead and, you know, fill the blanks for them because the texting can be weird.
Yeah. Somebody said, I had three really good friends, and that's all I need. That's very good.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Couple more, and then we'll continue the conversation coming back out of this. Me and my friends are all at different points in our life. That doesn't seem to matter when bowling or shooting some pool. Okay.
Nice.
So basically, I think a lot of people are saying it's okay to lose those friends and get different ones if they're not happy for your success. That's what I'm hearing.
There's a good one coming up here we'll talk about here in a second.
All right. Give us two songs right here on The Wolf. 106.5, The Wolf, Kansas City's best country. Thank you all for texting in so many of these to get through. We'll get to a couple more for our friend Kai, who has recent success with his business.
Very good, Kai. Congrats.
Yeah, but the problem is he's losing friends. Mm-hmm. And he's kind of like, is this normal? Should I be losing friends like this? Is it me? Do I, you know, what's going on here?
Don't know.
Feels like with my recent successes are driving me and my friends apart. Am I outgrowing my friends? More than likely, you are outgrowing them. But a lot of advice for you here on the text line. Somebody texted in from experience. A true friend is one that you may not talk to every day or week or year, but will always be there when you need them. At some point, we dwindle down to just those few that want us to be happy and successful. With family, kids, and jobs, we have to prioritize our time and may only have time for those one or two really good friends.
That is true. I mean, to have one, two, three really good friends, you're lucky, I think. You're pretty lucky.
Absolutely.
That's good. Somebody said, my childhood best friend and I no longer talk because of my success.
Ooh.
I cheered so hard for her when she graduated from the police academy, and she didn't show up for any of my successes. My final straw was when I was promoted to the head of my accounting department, and she said, do you really want that much stress or that much responsibility? I don't think you can handle that.
Wow.
Ooh.
See, now that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. That's not nice.
That's not.
It's like, is that really a friend?
Probably not.
Mm-mm. People change, friendships change, new friends will come. It's normal for your priorities to change as you get older and become more career focused. Keep doing what you're doing and new friends will come along.
I was thinking about this the other day. Actually, I got a phone call last night and I listened to the message this morning. From somebody in I went to high school with, right? And I got to thinking, there's a couple people I went to high school with, grew up with. I don't talk to anymore at all.
Right.
And it's like sad. No particular reason. Maybe there's a reason, but I just mean, you know, no, I don't know.
Well, what do you all think about this text that just came through? Here's a novel concept. Just talk to your friends. No one talks to each other anymore. They hide behind keyboards.
That's true.
But what if that's the problem? Like, you're trying to talk to your friends. They're not answering your phone calls or not texting back, or they're treating you differently than they had in the past. That's what happened to me, mm-hmm. essentially. I've been in that same boat, you know, with marriage or success of a business or whatever it is. They've just kind of, you know, turned their backs to me, which is strange. So it's not, and then you try to pick up the phone, but there's a point though where I'm like, I don't want to pick up the phone anymore. I'm not trying to be a keyboard warrior. I just don't care. I don't want to waste energy on that. So I'm not mad at you. Enjoy your life. I'll enjoy mine.
Somebody said, I run a food truck in a brand new town that I purchased. Oh, that I purchased my first house in. Didn't think you could purchase a town. As a single dad and a business owner, homeowner, I don't have time for friendships, period.
Well,
okay. You got a lot of responsibilities.
Right. And you could look at it like this. I love this text. If you are outgrowing people, that means you are growing.
Mm-hmm. It's true. That is true. But maybe people are, maybe the people that you're outgrowing think they're outgrowing you.
And that's okay. You know, what's wrong?
Here's
the
wrong
thing.
With that,
I think we're saying there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like, not dissing my friends that didn't want to still be friends with me. Maybe they've just gone on and done their thing, and it's more fun to hang out with, you know, the single ladies or whatever the case may be.
All single ladies.
Exactly.
Right.
This one says, friends totally come and go. I'm only 21, and I was older than my friends, but my new life responsibilities have shown who is a real friend and who is still immature and needs time to grow up. Just lost a best friend of 4 years due to that issue, but... Maybe when he grows up, we can be friends again.
Well, maybe. Somebody say, why do people hate on other people that are financially successful? I'm proud to say I work for a high-paying trade here in Kansas City, and I am able to afford nice things. Campers, boats, trucks, vacations. And I will get comments from friends or even family like, must be nice, or you're lucky. Like, no, I work very hard for the things that I have. I usually shut these people out when they're start making comments like that.
Now, I have to agree. That's the same boat we are in. And it's funny that
is it a new boat or an old boat?
It's, well, ours is an old boat, but we'd like to upgrade just like we did our camper. Right. But then when that happens, people start noticing that too. And they're like, oh, they're like people you don't even talk to or you haven't said hi to. Right. Or they'll come out of the woodworks. It's like, where have you been? What?
I don't know what the hell you're doing in my woodwork.
Like, where have you been?
Why are you in my woodwork and why are you in my house? Get out.
Why are you worried about a new camper right now?
But your camper is sick.
Thank you. Yes, you and Caitlin are going to come hang out with us during Country Stampede in that.
Yeah, we will.
Nice camper. See? You have your own room. Zeke, you already said no, you were not staying in the camper.
No, you said I wasn't staying in the camper.
You said you weren't.
You said I wasn't going to stay in the camper.
I said come on up. And, well, guess what? There's room for you and Denise as well.
You think Luke Bryan's going to stay with us?
Right. Luke will come in. Hey, man.
I hope so.
Just call me Blake.
So sweet.
I hope he does.
Just call me Blake.
There's so many of these. Thank you all for texting in. Okay, one more here, and then we're going to wrap this right on up, okay? Says sometimes, let's see, let me start where this goes because it's kind of a long one. I mean, we don't even get the friend's context on this. Is he braggadocious? Is he doing humble brags? Does he kind of talk about his success all the time?
See, that's a different take on it.
Sometimes that just gets old and your friends don't want to hear it over and over again. We want you to be successful, but we don't want you to rub it in our faces. Maybe your friends are just stepping back and giving you time to adjust to your new success so you don't have to talk about it all the time. Okay. That is, that's a thought, but I maybe left some stuff out of this when I read it. Let me go back to it. they make comments about my fancy new lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
When I suggest going somewhere nice, or act like I've changed when I talk about work. So that's about it. So maybe that's, maybe there is a little of that. I don't know. Good way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Somebody else said, the only friends I have are my wife and my two Rottweilers. Rottweilers.
Yep. Well, do they all bark? keep your other friends away.
And who are these people in my woodwork? Damn it.
Okay.